That's the sound of a Central Subway test train running along the line, pulling into the stop at 4th and Brannan, where I find myself with KQED's Dan Brecky, who is going to tell us exactly why this is such an important development in the transit system of San Francisco. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Brian.
So, first of all, this has been a long time coming, the Central Subway. We're going into a soft launch on Saturday. Why has this taken so long?
Well, it's an inherently difficult project to build, right? You're going underneath one of the densest parts of the city, underneath the Union Square area, Chinatown, which is one of the most dense residential areas in the entire United States. And so this becomes expensive in two ways. I mean, one is money, and this project is significantly over budget. It's going to cost about $2 billion when all is said and done. The other thing is that there have been lots of construction delays because of various factors. The conditions turned out to be more difficult in places. There have been a couple of little mishaps along the way. One was an unforced error involving a contractor that had installed the wrong kind of rails. And earlier this year, there was a fire at the new Yerba Buena station that also caused some delays. Otherwise, this probably would have opened a few months ago.
And I understand that this is an important expansion for Chinatown leaders. Why is that?
It's important for Chinatown residents and for businesses in Chinatown and for leaders in Chinatown who really fought to make this happen. The Chinatown Chamber of Commerce, the Chinatown Community Development Center, and other organizations in Chinatown rallied repeatedly to both change the route. The original extension was not going to go into Chinatown. It was going to go into the financial district. They got that changed. You know, they sent a delegation of just residents as well as community activists and leaders to Washington to lobby for funds. And, you know, I talked to Malcolm Young. He's the executive director of the Chinatown Community Development Center. And he talked about exactly how crucial this is to Chinatown's future and sense of itself.
I think this sends a signal to the city and to the world that Chinatown is a permanent part of the fabric of San Francisco, and it needs to be valued as such, and it is being valued as such. We can think of Chinatown as a place where we can build upon the culture and the anchor that this has brought for generations of immigrants and San Franciscans.
And another thing Malcolm Young told me is that this is really an important part of Chinatown history. Chinatown is one of the most important pieces of land in San Francisco, and this is kind of opening a new chapter for the community.
So, as we have mentioned, this is a soft launch this weekend of the Central Subway. In January, service will be 7 days a week. Anything we should expect then?
The big difference will be direct service from Bayview Hunters Point up 3rd Street on the T line all the way through this corridor here where we're standing at 4th and Brannan up to Chinatown. That service starts January 7th. What we're going to see until then is this limited sort of soft launch, pilot project, whatever you want to call it, where all the bugs are supposed to be worked out. And it really is a great accomplishment for the city in terms of, you know, its commitment to transit first, its commitment to a community where 80% of the residents are estimated to be transit dependent, and its overall commitment to moving people in the least environmentally harmful way possible.
KQED's Dan Brecky with me here on 4th and Brannan Streets in San Francisco. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.